Residents and visitors of St. Martin, as Prime Minister of St. Martin, I hereby update you on Hurricane Tammy. At 11 a.m., Tammy was upgraded to hurricane status and is now a Category 1 hurricane. Conditions are favorable that Tammy could strengthen further. The Emergency Operations Center, EOC, has been activated as of 12:23 p.m. today, Friday, October 20th. To centralize the management of the disaster response for Hurricane Tammy. Hurricane Tammy at 2 p.m. was located 390 miles southeast of St. Martin, according to the latest updates from the Meteorological Department of St. Martin. Maximum sustained winds are 75 miles per hour with higher gusts. Tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 140 miles from the center, and hurricane force winds extend 25 miles outward from the center. Hurricane Tammy is expected to pass at its closest point, 65 miles east-northeast of St. Martin, on Sunday, October 22nd. However, we will continue to monitor the forecast and updates, as changes can always occur. St. Martin has been upgraded to a hurricane warning. A hurricane warning means that hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours within our area. Of course, we can still expect tropical storm conditions to be felt before this. Residents and the business community are called upon to complete all necessary preparations and precautions on Friday for the passing of Hurricane Tammy, which is likely to start impacting St. Martin as early as tomorrow morning on Saturday, as well as throughout the weekend. Based on the decisions made by the EOC earlier today, please note, business closures will be at 12 midnight tonight. Only businesses related to emergency services will be allowed to continue operating during this time. The MR, the ministerial regulation, will be published indicating which emergency businesses and services will remain open after midnight. Residents are urged to follow these instructions and advised to stay off the roads unless necessary. As it relates to shelters, the EOC has decided to open the John Larmony Center in Phillipsburg to operate as the main shelter. Opening times will be communicated after we have received the 5 p.m. forecast update later today. Residents, use this time now to review your disaster supply kit and to make sure your property is storm hurricane ready. Hurricane Tammy could produce 4 to 6 inches of rainfall along with storm force winds and hurricane force winds depending on the forecast track. Many showers and thunderstorms are expected, which could produce flash flooding in flood-prone areas, as well as rockfalls in vulnerable areas during the system's passage. The St. Martin community is urged to stay tuned to the official updates via our government platforms, via government and Met Office website, as well as our social media pages and Radio 107.9 FM. We have been here before. And I know that some of us are still suffering anxiety at the thought of enduring yet another storm. However, we have survived in the past and with each storm have learned to be better prepared. Our national disaster and ESF coordinators are well prepared. And all support services are lined up to give the necessary assistance if it is needed. Do all that you can to prepare for the worst, but pray and hope for the best. Remember, your safety is most important, and I will continue to update you periodically to ensure that you are well informed. Until the next update, do stay safe, St. Martin.